Scott Webb, who is president of Michigan Open Carry. Good evening, Scott. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. I appreciate you spending some time with me this evening. Two days ago, had a decision from in Ingham County Circuit Court with Judge Rosemary Aquilina, who upheld that can't open carry in libraries, the Capital Area District Library, pardon my confusion here for a moment, that was not on, doesn't fall under a local unit of government and therefore doesn't apply to the same laws, so you're not allowed to open carry in a library. What was your reaction to her decision, sir?
Well, I mean, in all honesty, my reaction, you know, is kind of what we expected based on her, you know, her statements of her personal feelings made in previous, at a previous hearing that we had. So we weren't surprised with the outcome. It's just, it's shocking that we would give somebody like the Capital Area District Library Authority, who's an unelected authority and doesn't answer to the citizens, the power to override, you know, both constitutional rights and Michigan law.
Well, but apparently that's the way it reads. Is that your understanding after sitting in court through this process?
No, not at all. The Michigan Firearms Preemption Law that, you know, states that, you know, local cities, you know, counties and villages can't regulate firearms above what the state has set. The Capital Area District Library, they're an authority. However, they are appointed by both the County of Ingham and the City of Lansing. So it's hard to see how, you know, an authority formed by two groups, you know, by two municipalities that can't regulate firearms, all of a sudden, when they form an authority and working together, now they can. It's a really sad decision.
Well, and of course, the Capital Area District Library and their representation say exactly the opposite.
Yeah, and I mean, then that's their side, you know, and I respect the fact that they're going to have their own opinion, and of course they're on that side. However, you know, to me, to my group, to all gun owners and all gun, you know, carriers in Michigan, it's sad to see an unelected authority, you know, an authority that answers to no one, is able to override state and constitution.
Are you planning to appeal this decision, sir?
Oh, most definitely. This definitely will be going to the Court of Appeals. And even the judge herself in the courtroom, when she gave her ruling, even stated that she knew this would be going to appeal.
When I did have on the show yesterday, Gary Bender, who is the attorney for the Capital Area District Library in this matter, he commented to me during our conversation that he wasn't sure that Michigan Open Carry, your organization, was aware of what might happen should you lose that appeal. It would then become binding in the state rather than just being a local issue here for now.
Well, it's not just only binding, but, you know, the law is clear. There's been other cases where libraries have tried to ban firearms. And the reason we're appealing is this does not affect just open carry. You know, the judge stated that the authority has the right to regulate any way they see fit. So not only does it apply to open carry, it complies, you know, it applies to the hundreds of thousands of people who conceal carry. And in a previous hearing, their representative did state that their intent was to ban all firearm carry in their library. But by this ruling, it gives us authority to also make any other rules that they want that could also violate other laws. I mean, they could start banning any type of people that they want. You know, they could start instituting, you know, unfair dress codes. It gives them basically limitless authority without having to answer to anyone.
I'm trying to recall my conversation with Attorney Gary Bender yesterday. I did not recall him saying that this would apply to concealed permits. And for full disclosure, I do have a concealed pistol license. But I didn't recall him saying that it would include concealed.
The order that was issued only mentions open carry.
Okay.
But because they were given the authority to regulate open carry in a previous hearing, the library representative did state that their ultimate goal is to ban all firearms from the library. And as you know, being a concealed pistol license holder, there's currently around 300,000 people in the state of Michigan that are licensed to carry a firearm. So they could turn around and say, even if you have a concealed pistols license, which most of those that open carry do, but even those that choose to conceal carry, if the library decides to, they can ban you from carrying your concealed firearm. And based on the judge's ruling at this time, there'd be nothing you can do until Michigan Open Carry when we appeal this.
I'm a question, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. When this started and first became an issue at Capital Area District Library in December, a gentleman came into the library with a long gun, a rifle, over his shoulder, strapped around him openly, obviously. And was that meant to be as dramatic as it came off? I hope you don't take that the wrong way. It seems overly dramatic to me. Was that the point?
No, and honestly, that individual had nothing to do with Michigan Open Carry.
Well, thank you for that clarification. Yeah, that's a very important clarification.
Yeah, Michigan Open Carry, we advocate for the open carry of a handgun. We strongly believe, as you know, those that conceal carry, that there is a legitimate purpose and a constitutional guaranteed purpose for carrying a firearm. And to us, that means a handgun. You know, it's the most useful tool. That's why our police and military all still carry handguns. That's why millions in our country legally carry a handgun. And that's what Michigan Open Carry is about the open carry of a handgun. We don't promote the open carry of a long gun. We do recognize it is something that is legal. It's just not something our group gets involved with.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that clarification, because I was confused about that. And I'm on your website right now and looking at the objectives of Open Michigan Carry, and just reading from your website: to educate and desensitize the public and members of law enforcement about the legality of open carry of a handgun in public. Efforts like this at the library, because some of your folks were involved later on, is that correct, with carrying a pistol?
Yeah, we did have several of our members and other individuals that aren't, you know, official members of our group, but, you know, do practice open carry, that were harassed at the library. And what most people don't know is the library actually, on one incident, harassed individuals that were not even carrying a firearm, just because the library thought that they could have been. And the library was trying to illegally detain them. They were trying to search the people, and they actually tried to bar them from attending a meeting, which falls underneath the Open Meetings Act. And even though they weren't carrying a firearm, they were still being harassed just for the suspicion that they had one. So if they did have one, it would have been concealed because there was nothing visible, and the library still attempted to block them entry to a meeting.
And why do you, I guess you alluded to it, that, you know, a lot of folks don't even know, frankly, Scott, that Michigan's an open carry state. They were kind of surprised by this news.
Yeah, it's getting out there. The information's getting out there, and it's been more so in the last few years. But, you know, not only Michigan, but there's a total of 44 states in our country that allow open carry. You know, and for a while it was a practice that many people didn't exercise, and it's becoming more and more popular for, you know, various reasons. You know, if you're 18, 19, or 20, the only way you can legally protect yourself and your family and your loved ones is by open carrying, because in the state of Michigan, you have to be 21 to get a concealed pistol license. And other people, you know, as everyone knows, in the state of Michigan, you know, the economy is suffering. A lot of people don't have a lot of money. As you know, there is a decent expense to go through the training and the licensing to get a concealed pistols license. So.
Well, and that is true. And Gary, I'm going to have to call you back. We're up against a hard break. I so very much appreciate your time tonight, and hope I can keep your number and call you back.
Yes, anytime you want. We're more than happy to speak with you.
Very good. Thank you, Scott. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.